I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, turn up the radio. You don't want to miss anything that's said on this show because there's some wacky stuff that comes out of this show every afternoon. I'm Scoot on the Air. Glad you're with us. I'm going to share some comments from the Scoot on the Air Facebook page later on. And just always interesting comments. And there are a couple of people who are such chronic posters. And I mean, I love that they're paying this much attention to me. They obviously don't like me, but they're paying so much attention to me. I don't know, maybe they have a secret crush on me or something. But it's just, it's amazing that these people are so quick to comment and then comment on the comments and then further comment. And then if I comment, I mean, no matter what I post, there are a couple of people that are, they're just always there to post right away. And then, man, anybody says anything, they're posting. I mean, do these people have jobs? I mean, what kind of job do you have that you could pay that much attention to that? I mean, even when I'm off the air, I don't pay that much attention to it. All right, we got a lot to talk about. Interesting call last hour from a caller who called up to say, to ask me, do I really believe that Trump believes that schools are sending kids through gender-affirming surgery without parental consent? And I said, really, I really don't know how Trump thinks. I kind of know how he thinks, but I can't vouch for what he really believes in his heart and mind. But I think it's interesting that people call up, and they do this constantly. When I bring up something that's really humiliating, and it's so wild and bizarre that it's embarrassing that Trump said it, people want to defend him and say, well, that's not what he really meant. Why is it that Trump supporters feel the need to call up and tell us what Trump really means? No, he didn't really mean that. What he meant was, you know, so basically what you're saying is we cannot take Trump for his word. In other words, you can't believe, what you're saying is you can't believe what Trump says. Because what he says, he really doesn't mean. He really means something else. And, you know, again, wrote a blog about this, agree or disagree. The blog is posted on our website, WWL.com. It's also posted on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page, where you can read it and comment on it. And if you didn't hear me talk about the blog earlier, please read it before you comment. You know, I read some of the comments on the Facebook page, and it's obvious that people did not really read the content. They didn't take time to view the video. They didn't take time to read the blog, and they're just commenting. Because what they comment on, I cover in the blog, or I cover in the video. So people are just looking at the headline and commenting. It's titled, Why Are Trump's Pants on Fire? And, you know, the latest lie is that schools are taking children and they're getting them gender-affirming surgery without parental consent. And even Ainsley Earnhardt from Fox and Friends, because they aired part of what Trump said on Fox and Friends. And she said, and I'm quoting here, quote, it is happening. It's unbelievable. As a parent, you would not be notified of such a major decision. Why would Ainsley Earnhardt say that? I mean, I don't think she's stupid, but there's no truth of this. So again, Fox is feeding the lies that they think their viewers want to hear. It's not about the truth. It's a lie. This is not happening. And the students identifying as cats, they never put litter boxes in bathrooms. That was a story that circulated and circulated quickly because people wanted to believe it. They want to believe that it's that crazy. Or they take the word of one person, or they take the word of some bogus website where people are just, you know, making tons of money because of the idiots out there that are clicking on this. It's just clickbait stuff. And so, again, I'm not telling you who to vote for. And I know many of you are voting for Donald Trump. That's okay. This is America. You can vote for Donald Trump. But I just think it's important for us to know what we're dealing with. And Donald Trump is so damn good for my business. How do you know I'm not planning to vote for Donald Trump? You don't know. And I never say who I vote for in any election. So you might think you know who I'm voting for, but I care about my business. if Donald Trump is reelected, I'm going to have stuff every day to talk about. That's not all we're going to talk about, but he'll give me something every day to talk about. And a lot of people vote for the candidate that they think is good for their business. So you really don't know exactly who I'm going to vote for. But we're going to be here and we'll tell you the truth about Donald Trump. So I'll get to some of your comments from the SOTA Facebook page. All right, in the final stretch, 2 weeks from today is the election. So it's the final stretch of the 2024 campaign, and the attacks are getting more personal.
With Election Day just 2 weeks away, Kamala Harris and Donald Trump are targeting each other.
He's becoming increasingly unstable and unhinged.
Crooked Joe Biden became mentally impaired, sad. But lying Kamala Harris, honestly, I believe she was born that way.
We must take note of the fact that this is an individual who wants to be president of the United States. And I think the American people deserve better than someone who actually seems to be unstable.
There's something wrong with Kamala.
Her doctor says she's in excellent health and has the physical and mental resiliency to serve as president. Donald Trump has provided only limited snapshots of his health over the last year, but a spokesman for the Trump campaign says, according to his personal physician and his doctor when he was in the White House, Donald Trump is in perfect and excellent health to be commander-in-chief. I'm Rita Foley.
You know, I said this the other day. I really think that candidates for president should have to submit to full examinations at Walter Reed Medical Center in D.C., and there should be doctors with an objective examination and the results of the candidates. Because Kamala Harris is going to pick the doctors that are going to give her a good review, and same thing with Donald Trump. I mean, Donald Trump may be taking some kind of medication. He doesn't want you to know what's on it. Well, he's on it. He doesn't want you to know he's taking this stuff. And to say that Kamala Harris is born mentally impaired, I mean, does Donald Trump even know what mentally impaired is? I mean, I guess not, because you could hate her policies and you could hate everything she stands for, but she's not showing any signs of being mentally impaired. In fact, Donald Trump is showing more signs of being mentally deranged than Kamala Harris, based on some of the things that Trump says. The Latino vote is going to be a crucial vote for either side if they're going to claim victory. And the campaigns know these votes are up for grabs right now in a way that has not been true in previous elections.
Kamala Harris and Donald Trump are highlighting their economic plans as they reach out to Latino voters today. Harris with an interview for Telemundo, and Trump with what's billed as a roundtable with Latino men at his Doral Golf Resort, an event rescheduled from early October due to Hurricane Milton. Trump is promising increased oil production, tariff hikes, and tax cuts.
Hispanic people have tremendous, they say you can't generalize, but I think you can.
Trump spoke at a roundtable for the Hispanic community in North Las Vegas on October 12th.
They have wonderful entrepreneurship, and they have, you have such energy. Just ease up a little bit, okay?
Senior Trump campaign advisor Daniel Alvarez says the Latino American community knows that President Trump is the only candidate who can bring prosperity back to America. Vice President Harris intends to highlight her plans to remove college requirements for some federal jobs, provide forgivable loans to encourage small businesses, and increase registered apprenticeships, something her campaign says is resonating with Latino men.
He will pretend he cares about our families.
Kevin Muniz is a spokesman for the Harris-Walz campaign.
If Trump gets the chance again, he will be more dangerous.
Hispanic American voters could swing the outcome in states such as Pennsylvania, Nevada, and Arizona, where running mate J.D. Vance is holding two rallies today. Trump's also campaigning in Greensboro, North Carolina tonight. Harris running mate Tim Walz will be sharing a stage in Madison, Wisconsin with former President Barack Obama. Harris is scheduled to campaign with the former president and former First Lady Michelle Obama later this week. Jennifer King, Washington.
There is somebody, I have a story somewhere, it's not in front of me right now, but there's a story of a poll worker, somebody who's like a poll commissioner or works in the polls. He's a part of maybe an election official, and he works in Florida. And he says that anybody who has a name that sounds Hispanic, he's going to automatically label them suspicious in terms of being a voter. In addition to the non-white vote, both campaigns are really going hard after the swing state of Pennsylvania.
Thank you to Pennsylvania. We love Pennsylvania.
It's good to be back in Pennsylvania. Former President Donald Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris have been laser-focused on Pennsylvania, a crucial swing state. Pennsylvania's 19 electoral votes is the largest prize of the most important swing states. Voters like Brian Neal of Chester County know how important they are.
Half of my friends are voting for Kamala, and the other half are voting for Trump. So if that's any indication, then I think it's a pretty tight race here.
Fernwood Yost is poll director at Franklin and Marshall College in Lancaster, PA.
Pennsylvanians know that this is a key state. They're hearing it. They're seeing it. It's being demonstrated by the visits and by the advertising. So it'll mean that we have higher turnout than other places that don't get as much attention.
Early voting already has begun in Pennsylvania, and Yost says voters for both candidates are equally motivated. I'm Donna Warder.
You know, the other day I said, I wish we were a swing state so we would get a lot of attention. But when I see the chaos around these candidates always being in these swing states, I'm thinking, you know what? You know, just kind of leave us alone, okay? Maybe it's good to not be a swing state. Speaking at a campaign faith event in North Carolina last night, former President Donald Trump said he needs the support of Christians.
In our movement, we love Christians, we welcome believers, and we embrace followers of Jesus. So I'm here tonight to deliver a simple message to Christians across America. It's time to stand up and save your country. But as I look back at my life's journey and events, I now recognize that it's been the hand of God leading me to where I am today.
Sorry. I mean, I can't help it, chuckle at that, because remember, he was very serious when he said he doesn't ever feel the need to ask God for forgiveness.
Who could forget 2 Corinthians?
Yeah. In Wisconsin last night, Vice President Kamala Harris says that Americans need not despair about the future of our country.
I say do not despair because in a democracy, as long as we can keep it in our democracy, the people, every individual has the power to make a decision about what this will be. And so let's not feel powerless.
And I agree with that. I've said many times, as tense as all of this seems with all of the fear-mongering, if you vote for the other candidate, if I don't win, we're going to lose democracy. We're going to lose freedom of speech. We're going to lose this country. Or if I don't win, this country's never going to be the same. You know, we hear all of that. But in spite of all of that, we are going to survive this. America will survive this no matter who wins the presidency. I have concerns in some ways about Donald Trump's audacity and his ego when it comes to being in a position of power. I worry about the mentality that led to January the 6th, which, you know, I think Trump really believes in his mind that it was a day of love. But, you know, most people who have a brain know that that was anything but a day of love. But again, I remind you that those people lost. They didn't win. They're all losers. They tried to do something and they failed because the politicians came back and certified the election in the early morning hours. So it was a failed attempt all the way around. All right.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line 504-260-1870. And, you know, again, vote for Trump if you want to, but we're going to continue to talk about the fantasy-like lies that I covered, the latest one about no parental consent and, you know, kids are, boys are being turned into girls because that's what the school wants for them. It's gender-affirming surgery. It's happening without parental consent. Man, if you believe those kind of lies, there's no evidence that it's happening, but just shame on you. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. Yeah, I hope you're making your plans for Halloween weekend coming up this weekend. I'm Scoot on the air, and of course we do welcome everybody who's in town. I'm sure there's some people in town early for the Taylor Swift concerts this weekend. Here are a couple of fast comments from the Scoot on the Air Facebook page, reaction to the blog that I wrote and is posted there. Why are Trump's pants on fire? Melinda says, from Wikipedia, during and after his term as president of the United States, Donald Trump made tens of thousands of false and misleading claims. The Washington Post's fact-checkers documented 30,573 false or misleading claims during his presidential term, an average of about 21 per day. Donald says, yep, he fantasizes about Arnold Palmer's junk. Unbelievable, weird. Another Melinda says, wow, y'all act like Kamala doesn't spew lies, and whoppers at that. And then she says, the border is secure, is the biggest lie of all. Yeah, the border's not secure. That is a lie. But Kamala Harris simply does not tell the kinds of lies that Donald Trump tells, like eating pets, like the FEMA money, like the surgery. You know, your kid goes to school a boy and comes back a girl, and the school doesn't even tell you the litter boxes for students that identify with cats. You know, this is different. And I do begin my blog by saying all politicians lie, and they do. But they lie about statistics or about accomplishments, things that they've done. Did Kamala Harris really work at McDonald's? I don't know. Apparently, you know, those kind of records are not always readily available when it goes back so far. So did she or didn't she? I don't know. But of course she lies. And we're even talking this afternoon about another plagiarism claim against her. So we'll get to those details coming up. But her lies are just not as dramatic and fantasy based as Donald Trump's are. Again, you know, the pet thing, the surgery, the litter boxes. I mean, this is ridiculous stuff, but it's all designed to scare people. All right, let's go to Mid-City. Mike, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, what do you have, Scoop?
Hey, Mike.
Yeah. Yeah, man, I don't know, man. You know, it gets to a point, you know, whereby, you know, y'all just flat out just be like trying to tell people whatever you do, don't vote. For Donald Trump.
I never said that.
Well, I mean, that's what y'all come across over the radio. I mean, y'all can't hear yourself.
No, I've said several times today, if you're going to vote for Donald Trump, vote for Donald Trump. The issue is you know, if you're going to vote for him, vote for him, but don't believe the lies.
Okay. All right. Is it a lie that you have male playing in girls' sports? You know, like...
No, that's not a lie. That's not a lie.
You know, right. But, you know, that's not exaggeration. All right.
No, that's not a lie. I mean, but a lot of people are against, including myself. I'm not for that. I mean, a lot of people have stood up against that. So I agree with Donald Trump on that. I don't think people who are born male should participate in women's sports.
Right. You know, and you know, when he was in office, I mean, people was coming across that border at a trickle. When he was out of office, they came in by the millions.
Yeah, I'd have to check the stats on that. You know, you're probably close to right on that. You know, the border, you know, I've been very hard on Biden, the Biden administration, because the border is a bigger mess than it was when Trump was in office. But it was a mess when Trump was in office, too. And it's been a mess for a long time.
But y'all don't beat down on Biden and the Biden administration and Kamala Harris like y'all do with Trump. I mean, you know, it's kind of obvious.
Well, Mike, Mike, if everybody's selling chocolate ice cream, don't you think it would be smart for an ice cream stand to maybe sell a different flavor? And that's what we do on this show. If you want to lock in, let me finish, Mike. If you want to lock into conservative media, you can. There's a lot of outlets, but they all do the same thing. And so we provide an alternative. I'm honest about Kamala Harris, and I talk about it, and I'm talking about the plagiarism charge against her, but I'm also honest about the lies that Donald Trump tells. We don't have to be fair. There's nothing about this that has to be fair. It doesn't have to be, you know, 50-50. The conservative media is not that way, and we don't have to be that way.
All right. Well, you admitted that you would do whatever you have to do for the sale of commercials.
No, I didn't say that. I never said that, Mike. I wouldn't do whatever I have to do. I mean, I could do a lot of things that are not within the realm of my morality, and I wouldn't do certain things, but I do the best I can, and we have a very, very successful show. So why should I change?
You have a successful show by beating up on Donald Trump.
Well, hell, you know, I'm being honest about my opinions. I'm being totally honest about my opinions.
Right. That and you have a right to have your own opinion. Just like
okay. Well, then what's the call about?
The other 75% of the country have their right to vote who they want to vote for.
Okay. So what's the call about then? If I have a right to express my opinion, and if I'm honest with my opinion, what's the call about?
The call was about you and your producer coming across about, you know, y'all telling us, you know, making us feel like if there's something wrong with us because we see things differently from the way y'all see things.
Well, if that's the way you perceive it, Mike, I can't control how you perceive the show, but we have every right to talk about everything that we talk about.
Scoot, I'm not the only one. Scoot, I'm not the only one, and you know it.
Well, Mike, I realize that, but I'm not in this business for everybody to like. I'm not going to say things to make people like me. You know, a lot of people don't like you. I don't know what business you're in, but not everybody does business with you. You've got competition.
Scoot, I know you got a business. You know, I mean, you got to sell commercials, bro. We understand.
Mike, I'm not going to continue down that road because we've already been there. I've already explained it. I have never said anything just for the purpose of getting ratings. Everything that I do is honest. Everything that I talk about is honestly my opinion. So respect me for that. And I'm in a red state. It would be so easy to just be all conservative all the time. But yet, I can't because that's not who I am. I'm a radical moderate. I'm registered independent. I am true to myself. Even in a red state, I'm true to myself. But I'm not going to do something just to get ratings. Now, with what I talk about, I'm going to try to make it as entertaining and as compelling as possible. And I'm going to present topics in such a way that that it gets people thinking or it gets people excited about listening, whether they love it or they hate it. But, you know, I'm not in this business to make everybody like me. I'm in this business to be successful. And our show's successful. I want it to be even more successful. So, you know, we continue. But this is all about freedom of speech. And, you know, again, you can lock into so many conservative shows and so much conservative media that if you want somebody who's just going to kiss Trump's ass and ignore all of these things, and some of the things that we say on this show stand out because you don't hear it on the conservative media. But everything that we say on this show is absolutely true. I've never told a lie about Donald Trump. And I know that frustrates people because they want to believe that I've told lies about Donald Trump. And again, I know a lot of people listening are going to vote for Trump. That's okay. I'm not telling you who to vote for. Vote for who you want to vote for. But I think Americans should hold politicians accountable to the truth. Yes, there are things about Donald Trump that scare the hell out of me. Like the mentality that led to January 6th. And some of the things that he says, if we can take him on his word, then some of the things scare me about his authoritarian mentality. He was this way in business, and he's this way as a politician. So some of that scares me, but I think this country's gonna survive. I don't think Donald Trump's gonna ruin this country. I think there are enough checks and balances in place, and you know, there were a lot of people who voted for Trump and then regretted it, and those people stand up and talk. I mean, that happened last time. There are always people who vote for somebody and then regret voting for the person, and those people come to stand up for what they believe is right. But what we do on this show is totally American. It is the result of being a patriotic American, which is speaking the truth about what you believe, and not everybody has the courage to do that. And a lot of people who are speaking the truth, they're speaking the truth that they get from somebody else. They didn't make it up themselves. They heard it from somewhere else. I hear the sound bites continuing on this show. And it's stuff that is filtered through conservative media, and then they want to use it to comment on what we comment on. But most of them are not original thoughts. Most of it is from somebody else. They told him it, and then they believe that. But man, this is America. You vote for whoever you want to vote for. But that's not going to stop me from saying Donald Trump is lying to you about the surgery, the gender-affirming surgery that schools are supposed to be doing. They're not doing it. There's no evidence of it. And so if he tells a lie like that, we're going to talk about it. I think that's being very American. If you want to join us with your comment, the Open Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar, it was on this day in 1969 that Paul publicly denied the rumors that he was dead. And I remember this, young teenager listening every night for the latest clue that Paul McCartney was dead. And there were so many clues. It was the death hoax. They were started by a sports and arts writer for a student newspaper at the University of Michigan. And man, it went global. But this is the day that Paul publicly admitted that he was not dead. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL. Yeah, and you know, some people end up having children that they really didn't plan on having, and they really don't take care of them. Kamala Harris is talking about how every woman in every state must have reproductive freedom and access to health care that they need. And she's talking about more options for affordable contraception that they need and deserve. This includes coverage for no-cost over-the-counter contraception without a prescription for the first time in our nation's history. With the number of young people who have children, because the guys that boink them, the guys that bang them, I mean, this is not any kind of loving sex, it's just a banging. The guys that bang them and they impregnate them and they walk away, you know, these girls need to be on birth control. You know, they don't need to be having children. And there's far too much of this in the country. All right, I'm Scoot. Let's go to Ian with some of your text messages, and then we'll get back to some of your calls.
Here's a text message that says, Taylor Swift is a modern phenomenon. She's a hard worker who seems to give her audience all she can.
Agree. I mean, I have yeah. total respect for her.
Here's a text that says, you need to clarify that the high ticket prices for the Target for the Taylor Swift concert are from resellers. There are those who will think that Taylor Swift is the one who is charging those prices up front.
Well, yeah, I thought that was obvious. And if it's not obvious, it's not Taylor Swift. No, this is from people who bought the tickets and they're reselling them. So, no, this does not reflect on Taylor Swift. But I heard on Channel 4 earlier that a ticket was, you know, $100,000 or $200,000 or something ridiculous. But you can get seats on the floor for $3,400 or $4,500 per ticket. Up in the higher levels of the Caesars Superdome, tickets are going for $1,300 a ticket.
Here's a text that says, why is everyone so concerned about the Mexican border? Why doesn't anyone talk about all of the immigrants flying in from other countries? No one even spoke about the Afghan terrorist that was caught a few weeks back. I'm disappointed in how many black men believe in Trump. If people who used to work for him say how dangerous this man is, why, for the life of me, are we so uninformed? Dexter.
Well, Dexter, first of all, you're right about that. A great number of illegal immigrants fly into this country. But see, that doesn't have the political juice that the southern border has, because those coming across the southern border are brown. And this just adds juice to the political comments about it. And that has a lot to do with it. You know, people from countries where they're predominantly white populations come into this country illegally. They're not the issue. The issue is the southern border. And I do know that there are criminals, there are bad people that cross the southern border. So it's a problem. Look, it was a crisis when Trump was president. It's still a crisis, and it's gotten worse under Biden.
Here's a text about this Trump lying about people, their children having sex change operations at school. This text says, we can't even get lawmakers to allow our children free lunches. Do people really believe the government and schools are going to do gender reassignment surgery? Get the hell out of here.
It is such a ridiculous lie that it concerns me that people believe it. It's because they want to believe it. They want to use it as ammunition against the enemy. But it's simply not true, and we're here to set the record straight on that.
And I'll leave you with this one. This text says, I was on a cruise last week trying to get away from politics. However, there were several MAGA supporters walking around daily with their gear on, making lots of noise. They made me seasick.
Oh,
you'd think they could leave their politics at home, but no, they threw it in your face. Trumpism is a disease that needs to be eradicated. Oof.
See, that's a problem. I mean, keep that, blanket home. I mean, I know you're proud, but, are you nothing other than a Trump supporter? You know, I've talked about this before. I think a lot of people define themselves by their politics. And I guess they feel like they're meaningless. And the only thing that defines them is that they're a MAGA supporter. That defines, that's who I am. Are you nothing without that? Aren't you something else? Or is that all that you are? And I just think it's a shame, especially if they're like making noise. I mean, you want to wear a Trump shirt on a cruise? Okay. But if you're being verbal about it or, you know, trying to engage people a cruise, that's not right.
It's just the worst. I've seen some people do that, you know, in tourist areas, both here in New Orleans. I remember it was particularly bad in St. Petersburg, Florida. You know, just like you said, if you want to wear the hat, great. If you want to wear the shirt, great. But if you're walking around deliberately trying to antagonize people into arguing with you, something is broken inside your head.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know why people think that that's the right way to go through life. And then they want to tell us, they want to tell you and me that we got Trump derangement syndrome because we're doing our jobs of talking about what's in the news and what's happening politically. That, my friends, that is Trump derangement syndrome. You see somebody walking around with the flag as a cape and they've got all the stuff and they're screaming at everybody around them. That's TDS.
You know, and again, I mean, it's like you're nothing without that. That's all that you are. I mean, it's really kind of sad, but it's kind of a statement about America. We've got to get to a break here because we have a Halloween oriented text off coming up. So let's get to this break. All right, on the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar, today we wish happy birthday to actor and producer Christopher Lloyd, 86 years old today. Christopher Lloyd played Jim, Crazy Jim, on Taxi. He was part of the Back to the Future movie franchise. He's been involved in some brilliant things. He's involved in the TV show, the sitcom Modern Family, which is brilliant. So Christopher Lloyd, 86 today. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back with the text off on WWL.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.